"You say that word just one more time," said William to Charlie, and I'll hit you." Charlie said it. William hit him. Charlie then let out a screech and kicked William on the shin. William bellowed. And then their mother came in, like a whirlwind, with a face like thunder. "You two will drive me mad," she stormed. "All you do is fight all day long." William hit me," said Charlie. "Why did you hit him, William?" she said. "Because Charlie keeps saying the same word over and over again. Whenever I say anything, he says that word. And anyway, he kicked me," said William. "Will hit me first," said Charlie. "Oh, William," said his mother, "you're not to hit Charlie. He's younger than you. Don't hit him." "Oh, absolutely," said Charlie. "There you go," said William. "He's saying that word again. Whatever I say, he says absolutely. He doesn't even know what it means," said William. "Absolutely," said Charlie. William let out a yell of rage and rushed at his brother with his fists clenched. Charlie dodged behind his mother, who held the furious William at arm's length. "William, right, stop it. Both of you. Not just you, but both of you," she said. "Stop attacking Charlie, and Charlie, stop annoying Will." "Oh, I can't stand one more minute of this," she said. "Right, both of you, get your bikes. We're going to the park." William stumped off, limping slightly from the kick and shouting angrily, "It's not fair!" From behind his mother's back, Charlie's face appeared, and silently he mouthed the word, "Absolutely." In the park, William rode his BMX at top speed. He felt the need to be all by himself, miles away from anybody. The roads in the park were full of steep switchback slopes, and William swooped down them, flat out. Like a lot of elder brothers, he felt he had got a raw deal. Charlie, meanwhile, was trying to see how slowly he could pedal without falling off. He had not long inherited William's old bike and was fascinated by the problems of balance. This was much more fun than a tricycle, and like a lot of younger brothers, he'd forgotten all about the recent row and was singing happily to himself. Then he came to the top of one of the steepest slopes in the park. Charlie grinned. He bent low over the handlebars and his mother, walking some way behind, saw the small figure disappear from view, and a moment later a dreadful wailing started. Halfway down the slope, Charlie lay sprawled in the road, the old bike beside him, one wheel still spinning, and his face covered in blood. There was a deep cut across his forehead and a set of long scratches, gravel studded down one cheek. At that moment, William came flying back down the reverse slope and skidded to a halt, wide-eyed, with horror at the scene. What happened, Mum?" he said. I don't know, Will. He must have touched the brakes and gone straight over the handlebars. Look, listen carefully. We must get him to hospital quickly. That cut is going to need stitches. I'll carry him to the nearest park gate, the one over there, and I'll try and stop a car and give us a lift to the hospital. Can you wheel both bikes and stick them out of sight in those bushes and then run and catch me up? Yes, Mum, said William. He looked at his brother's face. Charlie was still crying, slightly quieter, but he was really, really not in a good state. He'll be all right, won't he? William said. 24 hours later, Charlie, recovered now from the shock of his accident, was jabbering away 19 to the dozen. He remembered little of the actual crash or of the treatment in hospital. He couldn't remember the stitching of the cut or the cleaning up of his gravelly face. However, it was very swollen, all down one side. And Charlie, well, his voice was as loud and piercing as ever as he plied his brother with endless questions.
Did you see me come off, Will?
No, Charlie, I didn't.
I went right over the handlebars, didn't I?
Yes, I suppose you did.
How fast do you think I was going, Will? How fast?
I don't know, Charlie. I was going 100 miles an hour.
Don't you think? Don't you think?
Charlie said excitedly.
Yes, I expect so, Charles, said William in a kindly voice. You looked an awful mess when I got there. What? Was there lots of blood, Will?
He said.
Yes, said William. It was horrible. And then what happened? Asked Charlie.
Well, Mum ran you all the way to the nearest gate, carrying you, and a kind lady in a car stopped. And she gave us a lift to the hospital.
And then they stitched me up, didn't they? Said Charlie proudly.
Yes, they did, Charles. They stitched you up.
Did you see them stitching me up, Will?
No, I didn't, said Will.
I expect it was a huge, great needle, said Charlie happily. You've never had 6 stitches, have you, Will?
No, said William. You were jolly brave, Charlie. And
you can have a go on my BMX when you're better.
But I can't reach the pedals, said Charlie.
Well, you can have a go on with my camera, and you can take pictures.
Can I? Said Charlie. Really, Will?
And, said Will,
you can have a go on my Swiss Army knife.
Oh, wow! Said Charlie.
Oh, can I really?
Yes, said William.
He put his hand in his pocket and pulled out a rather squidgy-looking bar of chocolate.
And you can have half of this, he said.
Gosh, thank you, Will, said Charlie.
William and Charlie's mother put her head round the door, wondering at the unaccustomed silence, and saw her sons sitting side by side on Charlie's bed, chewing chocolate.
William actually had his arm round Charlie's shoulders.
Look what I've got, Mum, said Charlie, opening his mouth with his mouth full.
Did you give him some of your chocolate, Will?
Naturally, said William loftily. We're friends and brothers, he said.
Another day went by, and Charlie was definitely better. His face was much less swollen, his spirits high, his voice shriller as ever. He had made up a song about his exploits, which he sang over and over and over again.
Who came rushing down the hill? Charlie boy. Who had such an awful spill? Charlie boy. Who came down with a terrible thud, covered in mud and covered in blood? Charlie, Charlie boy. Who came rushing down the hill? Charlie.
William, as he occasionally did, had an attack of earache, painful enough without Charlie singing.
Charles, he said, as the friend and brother was just about to come rushing down the hill for the 20th time, do you think you can keep it a bit quiet?
Why? Said Charlie at the top of his voice. because I've got an earache, said William. Oh, said Charlie in a whisper. Oh, sorry, Will. Does it hurt? Yes, said William. It really does. For the rest of the day, Charlie tiptoed around the house, occasionally asking William if he needed anything, and if he did, fetching it. He guarded his brother's peace and quiet fiercely, frowning angrily at his mother when she dropped a saucepan on the kitchen floor. Hello, Charlie boy, shouted his father on his return from work. How's the poor old face? Shh, said Charlie. Dad, don't make such a noise. Will's got earache. Oh, said Dad. Sorry. It was now a week since Charlie's accident. A week of harmony and brotherly love. Charlie's face was now miles better and William's earache quite gone. They were drawing pictures at the kitchen table with felt pens. Charles, said William, can I borrow your red felt tip? Mine's run out. No, said Charlie. Why not? Said William. You're not using it. I am, said Charlie, and he picked it up and started colouring with it. Oh, you just did that to be annoying, said William angrily. The word annoying rang a bell with Charlie, and he grinned and nodded and said, absolutely. Oh, Charlie, said William between his teeth, don't start that again. I'll hit you. You can't, said Charlie. I've got a bad face. I'll hit you anyway, said William. And I'll shout in your bad ear, said Charlie. And you know what I'll shout? Do you know, Will? Do you know what I'm going to say? What? Said Will. Absolutely, yelled Charlie. And he scuttled out of the room with William in hot pursuit as life returned to normal. Friends and brothers.